The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Terry Fontenot said some good things today, but he also said some things that did not make sense whatsoever and did not help his cause or the Falcons' cause when it comes to the front office. And Mike, as he was asked a lot of good questions, and Zeno, by the way, memo, ask the question. Zeno, get to the question, will you? I love Mark Zeno, but Mark, he was asking all this stuff, and at one point Terry says, what's the question? And Zeno's like, good point. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, Mark, with all due respect, son, you don't need the preamble. That's why you work weekends. But anyway, back to you, Carl.
Oh, that's cold. That's a low blow. Here's the deal. I think the Kirk Cousins comments about them being satisfied and comfortable keeping him as a potential backup is complete nonsense. And I also think, and I commend Terry for this, the first thing he said today is, I'm disappointed in the job that I've done. I have not lived up to it, and I respect him for that because he hasn't. Mike, he's missed on a lot of draft picks. We know that. But let's get into some of this stuff because I want you to hear it for those who did not get a chance to hear some of these comments. First and foremost, this is the first thing he said as he opened the presser today.
I'll start out by saying how disappointed we are in the result of the season. A lot of people put a lot of work into this from the players, the coaches, the entire staff, everybody in the building. A lot of people put in a lot of work. And so when this is what the result is, nobody's happy about that. Most importantly, we're disappointed for our fans. We know all the support that they give us. And we know you deserve better. It's our job to get right into this offseason process and look at every aspect of everything that affects football. And make sure we're doing everything we can do this offseason to put us in position next year to win more football games and putting this team in position to be a consistent winner. We understand at this point the words don't mean anything. We have to speak with our results, and that's what we're going to do.
Letting the fans down and acknowledging it is something we talked about on this show, Mike, yesterday. He at least acknowledged the fact that, hey, we know we've let you down again.
Right, and like I appreciate the ownership, you know, of it. I mean, we all know what happened. You're in the catbird seat with a 6-3 record, and certainly the moves that he made, we weren't complaining about then. It's just, look, events that some of which were beyond their control. The only things you could control is once Cousins started to swan dive, is when you get him out of there, and then make the decision boldly to go with a guy that, you know, again, you set yourself up for this. You had an insurance policy. I just think you waited too long to cash it in. And more questions were asked about that in the press conference. We'll talk about Kirk Cousins' future. You'll hear that comment as well.
404-726-0929. You satisfied? How do you feel today as a Falcon fan? Do you feel better? Do you feel the same? I don't think he gave us any insight, guys. And I listened to the whole damn thing. I watched the whole damn thing. He didn't give us any insight into where this team is going. Right now, all we continue to hear right now is this evaluation. We're evaluating everybody. By the way, they've not fired anybody either, and it's Thursday.
Yeah, they may move on. Look, maybe they'll do it later in the year. You know, I mean, like at some point, if you're going to bring in, let's, for argument's sake, say a replacement for Jimmy Lake, you're going to want to get that guy in the building quickly because other big-time coordinators are already interviewing for other jobs and openings, and other staffs will have replacements. But you want to have your philosophy together for the draft, you know, for your evaluations of the combine,
sure,
before you get to the spring. So there is a sense of urgency there if they are, in fact, going to do anything. Maybe they don't. You know, maybe Jimmy Lake stays. I don't think that would – I think a lot of Falcon fans would have a problem with that. I know I would.
So, Mike, he said today, and we're talking about the Terry Fontenot press conference. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Guys, we're live at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. We'll be out here until 7 hanging out. He said the intention was to sign Cousins for 2 years guaranteed, which is what they right, did. And he says, obviously, when you do that, you want to get a guy to play at a high level for 2 years. But then he said something that had everybody confused. Here is what Terry Fontenot said in regards to being comfortable with Kirk Cousins being our backup. Understand there is a price tag attached to this.
Yeah, this is, we'll get to this. We'll break this down.
Here is our general manager.
Yes. So, you know, when we gave Kirk Cousins 2 years guaranteed. So when you do that, you expect to get high level quarterback play for two seasons. We understand that didn't happen. Nobody was happy to make the switch at that time. And we wanted to get that high level quarterback play for two seasons. So now what happens is we had to accelerate that plan and go to Mike earlier. And yet we're the allocation at the quarterback position, the cap allocation is we're eighth in the league. That's what we had planned for, where Kirk is the starter. He's not the starter anymore, but we're very comfortable moving forward with him as a backup. He's handled himself extremely well through the entire process from start to finish, from when he came in the building. And, you know, in these adverse situations, that's when you show your true character. Kirk's a great man, and he's been great support for Mike, a great teammate, great support for everybody in the building. So we're very comfortable moving forward with him as the backup.
Now, let's get real. We said this yesterday, Carl. You're not going to have Kirk Cousins as a backup here making that kind of money. They're going to have to spread out this cap hit over 2 years. There's ways they can do it. We've already talked about the post-June 1st designation, different ways they can do it. Remember, guys, Russell Wilson statistically had a better year than Kirk Cousins did his last year in Denver, and they couldn't find a trade partner, and they had to release him. And, guys, nobody is trading for Kirk Cousins. Nobody is going to trade for Kirk Cousins. So now he's not going to say that. He's going to play the game. And, you know, for marketing purposes, for lack of a better word, he's going to say, hey, we're going to hold on to Kirk and he's here. They're going to cut him. They'll try to find, if they can find a trade partner. But again, Carl, that's a million to one shot. I just gave you the numbers. Russell Wilson, they couldn't even do that in Denver. The Steelers basically picked him up for nothing and Denver had to eat the salary.
Yeah, here's my issue with this. Sometimes when things don't go your way, and it is not Terry Fontenot's fault, by the way, that Kirk Cousins went to crap. It's not.
I agree with that.
Okay. But when things don't go your way, we took a swing as an organization, and we missed. Own it. We took a shot. It didn't work. We're moving on. Let's not linger with this decision, and now all damn offseason, we got to, well, when we trading him, when we not trading him, where's he going to go? We shouldn't have to even deal with that. Own it and say, we made a mistake. We thought it'd be better. It wasn't. We're moving on. Fine, because what Mike is saying is absolutely correct. There's no way in hell. First of all, go look at the backup quarterbacks in the NFL, and you tell me how much money those guys are making. Is anybody making the amount of money that Kirk Cousins will make next year? The answer's no. It doesn't happen. One, because it's financially stupid. You don't do it.
Right.
So own it and let's move on. I'm okay with that. But to play this game, I thought to even bring up the word comfortable, and then he had to kind of correct himself, saying we were comfortable with the decision we made to try to go get him. Obviously, we're not comfortable with the results. Okay, either way, that's not the right phrasing.
I mean, look, I get it. It's semantics when you talk about, hey, man, yeah, Kirk is on our roster, and we're going to explore all options. I would have said that. You know, I wouldn't have said that he's going to be a backup. No, he's
don't say anything.
You said too much. The average backup quarterback salary, according to Chris, is well under $10 million.
Oh, how much is Kurt set to make next year?
That's 45. So
there's no way.
Yeah, and he's the 12th highest paid quarterback. Now, if there was, you know, a situation where Kirk, you know, got hurt and it's short term and you know he's coming back, but it's a guy coming off an Achilles who then had an injury. And by the way, we'll cover that. Terry was asked about, was it an injury? They said no.
Yeah, that was big.
And everybody around here is saying, wait a minute, then that doesn't pass the eye test. Did Kirk not want to cop to having an injury because he knew that Penix was breathing down his neck? Either way, we're here, and Kirk Cousins is not going to be here next year. So I understand. He's not lying to you, fans. It's just the way he's projecting the message to the rest of the league, even though, as we said, the Broncos were in the identical scenario last season.
All right. Want to hear from you guys. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow this radio station, 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on. We will continue, and there is a lot to break down, as Mike said. Multiple things being addressed today. Now, whether you got the answer you wanted or not, that's another story.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I did think he did say some things that we absolutely needed to hear. And I appreciate him saying, you know what, you let us down again. As a paying ticket holder, Mike,
right.
Thank you. We're sick of it. Fix it. Get it right. Draft some guys that can play. The guys that can't play, let's move on.
Right.
This is not hard. Like, and I love the fact that, and I don't know who it was, maybe it was Zeno, said, hey, most general managers, they get 4 years with no playoffs, Mike. You're usually gone. Terry acknowledged that. He said, we didn't win enough. You're damn right you haven't. So what are we going to do about it? 404-726-0929. Here's one thing I want you to hear before we get our first break in, and that is, would they trade Cousins? Because this is the question that everybody's asking. Here's how he addressed it.
We'll take those things as they come. You know, now that's a specific, you know, with that mark, that's a – it'd have to – everyone would have to be good with it, right, from his camp, his supporters, Mike McCartney, Kirk Cousins, us, the other team. Like, there's a lot of layers to that. And we'll take those as they come.
So, you guys, I want to be clear here. He has a no trade, which means he's got to approve whatever they bring to him. We're not kicking him to some sorry team in the league because we just want to move on. Cousins was smart enough to know, hey, if I'm going to go there and commit like this, I need a no trade. Okay, so that's why he's alluding to we've got to work through all these people, his agent and Cousins, because he's got to prove.
Guys, give you some perspective. I had a guy just say, no, we can trade him. Russell Wilson, his last year in Denver, 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, and they couldn't find a trade partner, and they had to release him. Kirk Cousins coming off 18 touchdowns, a mystery ailment, and 16 interceptions.
Mystery.
he at one point, before he got knocked out of the box, led the league in turnovers. That's not marketable, guys. That's a pipe dream. So, you know, I know we have some Falcon fans who believe everything they read. Don't. I mean, people have to speak in code sometimes, and I'm not calling Terry a fibber. I'm just saying he's trying to maintain all his options. He isn't gaining anything by saying we're going to cut Cousins, but he's also not going to be able to trade Cousins.
Correct.